time to catch up on Kennedy Malloy for the Crown Forklifts Encore range. Guaranteed reliability, superior quality. Check them out at crown.com. No risk, no worries.
Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Yes, hello Australia and welcome to the big Thursday edition of Kennedy Malloy. Hello, Jane Kennedy.
Hi, Mickey.
Hi, Dangerous Dave.
G'day, Janie. G'day, Mick.
And we're going to show for you, we're going to discuss the race that stopped a nation today. And it was at Sale. And it was race two.
Of some sort.
And we will fill you in as to what the hell was going on in the colourful world of racing. Make no mistake, hang around for this. It's a great story. What else, Jane?
Well, we've got Harry Shearer, our favourite.
Unbelievable.
And he's done an amazing album, satirical album somewhat, on
That's
musings
your style.
Of Donald Trump.
Oh, I cannot wait.
And we're going to premiere his song too. Yeah. That he's got.
It's unbelievable. I've heard a couple of tunes off the album and it's absolute cracker. So hang about for that. Apocalypse Watch is up and about. Frozen food may store coronavirus.
Oh, my
That's
God.
That's me done. I am stuffed.
As you text us last night.
I am, what do you call it, a server.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
A spreader. Super spreader.
That makes
me everything of all the party pies I woofed last week. In the defrost stage.
You're still proceeding with that, aren't
you? Incredible. Hey, Gone Wild. I love Gone Wild. You love Gone Wild. So many great stories from the animal kingdom to digest. Have you got one in particular that you like?
Well, there's a story about they tried to poison some dingoes. Mm. And unfortunately, instead of poisoning them, it's made them grow 10% larger.
Wow. Super dingoes.
Yeah.
Bound to happen. I cannot wait.
And we've got Pete Murray too. And we're going to hear his new song too, which is brilliant. I love catching up with Pete.
Ukulele?
Hey. Hang on.
Ask him.
Right, see if you can get on board with that.
Oh, hang on.
Better make sure it's in tune.
Hey. Oh, my God.
Yes, no, I'll talk to him about that later.
Pete Murray's turning the car around right now. We'll take your calls, we'll take your tweets, so much to get through.
No, it's busy, such a busy show today.
Yeah, Jane, I'm looking forward to talking to Clayton Douglas or Douglas Clayton, I don't know.
Well, you better guess his name. We'll find out from him.
He's a young trainer and he has caused mayhem out there today. We're going to speak to him in the next hour. But basically, to bring up to speed, a rumour went around yesterday that his horse was cannot lose. There, so everyone, half of Australia got on it. Yep. And then another text went around today going, that was false.
Oops.
So now everyone thinks they're holding dead tickets.
Sweating on it, yeah.
And then the thing has come home and gone boom and wow. So in the space of 24
that's a happy
hours,
ending.
It's like up, it's down, it's up,
that's
it's racing,
funny.
There's characters everywhere. His girlfriend was riding it, his uncle named it. He's young. It's like his first time he's taken a horse to a track.
Like a good fella.
It's got all the elements of a racing movie I could star in.
Oh, well, yeah.
Because is my genre.
You could play the uncle.
Do you reckon he'll know me? He'll probably go, by the way, Mick, congratulations on your dark Peter Moody style portrayal.
He is not going to say that at all.
Rides like a girl.
Ride like a girl.
Do you reckon he'll know me? Do you know what? I could play a character in this.
I'm sure he knows you.
I could be the uncle.
Yeah.
I could be the uncle who named it Barocca and misspelt it.
Spelled it wrong.
What's Barocca? I think it's spelt.
You don't want to upset
punters, though, in Australia. You don't want to make a punter nervous, do you?
Well, how do you think they all went after we all spruiked your Oak Stay winner, and then it ran.
About 50 to 1 all the time.
Have you got the Oak Stay run there, Dave? It might be worth just revisiting.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting the look. Hurry up, Dave. I'm withering under the glare here.
There it is.
That's not me. It's Michelle Payne you've got to contend with.
It was Oak Stay, right? The final 200.
And we went, and can it win? We said
yes. We got all our listeners onto it.
It was 50 to 1.
It was the people's horse.
It's your fault.
And here's how it went down.
Miami Bound drifting out towards the centre, kicks away 2 or 3. Vegas Duel, Never Listen Late with Moonlight Maid. Miami Bound in front, 100 metres to go. She's toughing it out. She's won the Oaks for Damien Oliver. Miami Bound wins it by 3 lengths. second Never Listen, Moonlight made third from Beauty Bolt, then Gamay and Vegas Jewel, next presently Stick 'Em Up, Silent Sovereign, Song Brocade, Amazing Peace, Foxborough, and Ocean Miss, and Victory Approach has been pulled up and is just going to walk over the line.
It's still so funny.
You couldn't have planned it, could you? Couldn't have planned it better. I've never heard so many of you so ecstatic.
That's why we love racing. It just throws up great stories.
It does.
Up every week. And this is one of the good ones. We'll get to that later. But when we come back after this song, is it Apocalypse Watch?
It really is. Apocalypse Watch is up next. Thanks to Crown Forklift.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Molloy.
We interrupt this program.
My message is...
How dare you?
Apocalypse Watch!
This is not a test.
The world has nothing to be.
Kennedy Molloy's Apocalypse Watch.
Big news concerning all men isolating single men on their own.
Not all men.
All single men isolating on their own. You need to know this.
Okay.
You may be a super spreader because it appears coronavirus can be carried in frozen food.
What the hell?
No.
Dun, dun, dun. We need a sting.
Oh, my God. Thanks a lot, McCain. You've done it again. What is that? I've been living off that. Frozen pizzas, party pies. The hardest part about cooking is waiting for things to thaw out.
This is your wheelhouse.
This is my wheelhouse. I've been living off this. I'm officially a super spreader.
Your little party pies and your sausage rolls, mate. Yeah.
Seems so harmless at the time.
Your pizza, your ham and pineapple.
Yeah, that's it.
That was my only fruit for the week.
Was your
the
only
pineapple
fruit?
Off my frozen ham and pineapple pizza.
That's just
true. It'll taste of tropical.
But tell me, let's go into why. What's the reason? What's happening?
Well, they
why
say it because it's just carried because when it's frozen. So if you handle the goods and then freeze the goods, the
virus
is frozen. And they're saying this is what's done New Zealand.
You can freeze the infection.
It stays there until you unwrap it, thaw it out, and bang. Just,
wow.
Just, then the coronavirus just punches you in the face. Pop that. Enjoy your pizza, mate.
That's just terrible.
They reckon this is what may have done New Zealand in. So this is how it's coming to light. They're trying to work out, and they reckon there was processing at the wharf or something. And
yep, one of the family members.
At the cold storage facility, and it may have remained frozen in said frozen food for weeks.
What about the ice in my gin and tonics?
Gone. You're gone. Super spreader.
Well, I can't have gin and tonic without ice.
It's
not happening.
All right. Well, you'll take a punt on that. I'll take the risk.
Yeah, I'm going to take the risk on that.
What else?
Should we go to Bolivia? Because something weird there is going on.
Oh, Bradley's on the phone.
Yeah, hello.
G'day, Mick. How are you?
I'm good. Say hello to Jane. Jane has thrown
you. Bradley.
What have you got some Apocalypse Watch for us?
I just saw on the news cycle that Bolivia now has a mobile crematorium.
Oh, dear.
That's one way of dealing with it, isn't it?
It looks a bit like a Jim's mowing service with a flame.
Jesus.
Well, in Bolivian, is it in Spanish? Horno crematoria. Or horno gives the wrong implication there. It's certainly not going to be horny if you parked it.
This is a great franchise for a young go-getter.
Yeah.
You go around and wheel them in, probably... Get a wood chipper or something.
Oh, good Lord. Brady, do you know?
put them on the stove.
Yeah.
And then you can do it all out the front, like, you know, those pet dog washers. Oh. You can do it out the front of
Bradley, do you know what it is?
Do it out the front of your house.
It's a 5 metre by 2.5 metre oven.
That's like a spit. You know, like you see a cow in a spit.
Just put it on a trailer. It's like...
Oh, someone,
it's
what
like
are you doing?
I just
got Auntie Madge on the spit.
That's terrible.
Hell of this is going to take about an hour and a half. Guys.
That's like I had Big Bob's Carvery did my 21st.
Big Bob would be all over this.
Yeah.
Big Bob has
How
got
do you want
this
Granddad?
One.
Well done. Oh, yes, please. Thank
crispy.
You.
Crispy.
Hey, give Bradley.
Yeah, I got a prize. I've got $100
thanks
for you
for
to
the
spend
tip off, Bradley.
At the pub. That's thanks to Pub and Bar Doc Gift and
Nicky
does at Woolworths.
You're a good man, Bradley. Thanks for bringing that.
Thanks for listening.
Attention. Yeah. I've got one. Can I do one?
Yeah.
Thanks. Coronavirus, Germany rediscovers the beer garden because you can't drink indoors over there. Everyone's going outdoors. Now, I just need to say this straight off the bat. You know I love Berlin for many reasons.
Yeah, you say that.
And some reasons we can't go in there.
If I had to choose one city to live in for the rest of my life today, Is that right? Would be Burley.
Yeah, you said that. Or
Devonport.
What is it?
Or Devonport. But maybe
Nick.
Burley.
Nick, you love the culture. You love the culture.
I love the culture. And I'll tell you this. When you've lost two world wars, you don't care much about anything.
Right.
So you ride your bike without a helmet, unless you want to.
Yeah, okay.
Yes, you can smoke where you want to. You
can drink a beer in the street.
So there's no nanny state.
It's not a nanny state.
Here's the rules. As long as you're not a dickhead or annoying anyone else, you can pretty much walk down the main street naked and no one will bat an eye.
Is that right?
So they're beer gardens, Mickey. You've been there. What are they like? What kind of snacks can you have?
They were already the best in the world, but now even seems Germany are going back to them. But the outdoor beer garden in Germany, you walk in and you'll be sitting under a willow tree. Mm. There'll be people smoking at tables, drinking at tables. There'll be dogs running around, sitting under the thing.
The good old days.
Sounds amazing.
Want to chomp on the biggest pretzel you've ever eaten in your life?
Yes, please.
The size of a football? They've got them.
I'm in.
They've got them. Want a pickle?
What a pickle? I do, sir.
Do you want a pickle the size of a banana? Yes. Why not? Do you want them? Buxom barmaids.
Yes. I'm up for that. Part of the show.
This is, I feel like I need to, I'd do quarantine there.
Yeah. There you go. We should be going to Berlin.
Well done, Germany. I've just made myself upset now and a bit teary.
I know you feel. Well, you know what's something we're missing out on is going to concerts as well.
Yeah,
just quickly before we go, I want to let you know what's going on in Newcastle in the UK.
What's happening?
It is the first in a series of socially distant concerts they're putting on.
How's that work?
Okay, so you know, like pens that you hold like four or five sheep in?
Oh, yes.
They have got...
Like shoots at the rodeo.
Mini ones. And they're just little ones. What they do is on a huge site in a field or, you know, that they space them out.
I don't like where this is going.
What do you mean? It's a great idea.
What, they lock you in a pen?
Yes.
And
Groups of four... that you might be from the same household and you can have a mask on and you just keep away from each other, but at least you can go to a concert.
Can you have a mosh pit in your own pen?
Yes. 500 mini enclosures, 2 metres apart, and they each hold five people. And
that sounds like fun.
I think it is fun.
I wouldn't let you in my pen.
Well, I don't want to be in your stupid pen.
Forget it then.
Well, you're a super
If you're not inviting me.
Why not? One's going to be a barman.
Yeah, righto.
Well,
one's
yes.
Going to be
who are you going to pick?
A stripper. Hey, I'll tell you who you won't be seeing in concert.
I like this idea.
Stevie Nicks.
Oh, yes.
Because
she
says urging fans to wear a mask because she fears if she contracts COVID-19, she'll never sing again.
Well, that's fair enough. She doesn't want a voice.
Please. Calling all super spreaders.
That is Rhiannon sings like a darling. You won't be able to hear
COVID-19
that anymore.
COVID-19 would be the one of the few remaining.
She's 72. She can't get it.
She's good.
She says, you haven't got much time. This virus can kill you. It can kill me.
She's right in the danger zone. All right, I think that's a fairly comprehensive.
Yep, you bet. Don't go anywhere. A lot more to come. Kennedy Malloy.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy. Kennedy Malloy.
She's read every mag, tweet and blog and spoken to every unnamed source, so you don't have to. Jane Kennedy's Entertainment Report.
Well, as we're gearing up, speaking of entertainment, Mickey's getting ready to do Front Bar.
I can't
You're
wait.
On there tonight. 8:30 Channel 7.
8:30 Channel 7. I'm still in my jammies. I'm wearing them right now.
Yeah. I like
I'm going
that.
Straight from
cuddly.
Here. I'm wearing my away pajamas tonight.
Are you? Oh.
Yeah. And I'm still.
He looks cute.
And I'm still in my neck pillow.
Why do you need a neck pillow? What's wrong with it?
Because
you're on
I've
the couch.
I've been falling asleep in like sitting up positions and standing down.
You cuddle it when you go to sleep.
I've got a cuddle blanket.
You've got a little
tiger.
One of those heavy blankets. Do you know about those?
I do. And I've got your little neck sack.
Oh, my neck warmer.
I beg your pardon.
You can't wear it as a. You can't use it as a COVID. It's not COVID worthy.
Oh,
I don't believe because it's got holes in it because it's crochet.
It's pretty warm around your tum-tum.
Is that where it's in and out? Your cummerbund.
It's a wintry cummerbund. It's a little tiger cummerbund. Hey,
that's
get
cute.
Stuck into it. What are you
Well, I'm not so impressed by this. You know I'm a huge Kylie fan.
Oh, this is, I tell you what, this will end in a war. This will end in a showbiz stoush.
I'm furious.
Yeah, well, I would be too. She stole your thunder.
She's stolen my thunder completely.
Stay in your lane, Minogue.
Guess what she's done, Dave?
What's our Kylie Minogue? Done?
Kylie has launched her own... Rosé!
What the hell?
No.
Are you frigging serious?
No, that's your thing.
That is mine.
You're the poster girl for Rosé. You are. You're like the cocaine Cassie of Rosé.
Thank you very much, Mick.
Rosé.
I am.
Rosé Jane.
And listen
Rosé
to the...
Jane.
Well, that's true. Like, Rosé Jane.
You must be furious.
Rosé all day with Jane.
Rosé all day with a Saturday platter day with a rosé with Jane. It's
How
perfect conditions.
How much fun is that? And burn a deck while you're at it. It's all good fun.
Kylie Minogue would...
Oh, my God. She's put out, you tell you what, first of all, I'm
looks
suggesting...
Looks like moonshine to me. It looks like moonshine.
Well, it looks like Brangelina's rosé.
Oh, the gloves are off.
The Miraval rosé, very similar bottle. Apparently, it's got aromas of pink grapefruit, watermelon and lemon blossom. Shove that right up you. What the hell? She's quoted that the wine tastes like a getaway in a bottle. Well, get away with that bottle.
Get it far away from me. Get away to Wolf Creek, toots. That's where you're heading. Now, this is terrible, Jane. What are you going to do? Now, you know winemakers. You're pretty friendly with Sam Neill. He's got a winery.
Does he make rosé? Yes, he does.
What about a quarter acre Kennedy?
I was disappointed he didn't name it after me, in fact. I have to take him up on that.
I told you, he's a bum. He makes promises he doesn't keep.
Be very careful. He listens to this show. He's in London at the moment. He's filming Jurassic Park movie.
Why can't I be in Jurassic Park? I just don't
told you.
Just don't get it. So what are you going to do? You're going to take that up with Kylie Minogue? Can we get Kylie on the show, please? And let's have this out once and for all. But stay in your lane, Kylie.
Stay in your lane, Kyle.
You've said some uncomplimentary things about her dancing.
You don't go dancing around in hot pants, do you? She shouldn't be releasing.
You don't know what I get up to in the middle of the night. All sorts of things.
Really? What are we doing?
You've got Front Bar tonight.
I do.
But also premiered last night was The Bachelor.
Bachelorette?
No, it's back to the real sort of bachelor bloke.
Who's hosting it?
Your mate.
Well, your mate.
Can we have a show that's not hosted by Osher Ginsburg? Because they've had to sack a star for 20 because it's sorry guys, there's no shows. Yep. Osher has them all.
Yep.
Well, no, Lockie Gilbert is the bloke, and one of the girls came out. Well, he's sort of a big, tall,
manly
dark,
man.
Handsome, muscly sort of...
Outdoors
like me.
Bit like you. He's a cave diver, he's a base jumper, he's a mountain climber, all that. 23 bachelorettes came out, and comes out dressed in a penguin suit. Yeah, okay.
She's cool.
You know, everyone's got a gimmick. It's so embarrassing.
Like what? Give me another one.
One girl came in a see-through wedding gown.
I like that. That's a good gimmick.
You think?
More of that, please.
Okay.
Since the season, I pick her.
That's it. She wins.
That's the one.
Yep. There's your
rose. Give her a rose.
Yep.
We're off.
See ya.
You know what? They don't mess around. They've already chosen the bitches of the series.
Oi.
There's already fights. And you could tell they were all, what they do is they all have the cocktail party and they ply them with alcohol.
I like it.
And
they were so drunk.
You start to see birds. Girl, I kept saying birds. You keep seeing these girls and it must have been like 4 a.m. They're all shivering. One girl's opening a plastic container that's got like a sad sandwich in it. She's trying to shovel it in. She's doing it. But there's one standout.
Cheating.
Yeah, Eden's cheating. Right, that's true.
Have we got a superstar yet?
Have we? Who? It's a girl who's a redhead.
Yep.
I didn't notice she was redhead particularly. She just sort of had this sort of strawberry blonde looking hair.
Right.
But apparently she's got a bit emotional with a few cocktails. And she thinks everybody's against her and they're not. And because she's saying
she's
a redhead. And everyone's mystified. They're going, did you say anything about her hair? No, I didn't. Let's just have a listen at how upset she was.
I don't want to go through this experience being different because of the... God, it sounds so stupid, but the colour of my goddamn hair. And that sucks. It's the colour of my complexion. Can we just not talk? Coach.
She couldn't talk about it anymore. There's one more thing where you just there's one more clip, Dave. We'll just play.
Did she go the blub? Was it too early to go the blub? Episode one.
She's gone the blub, and she in fact had gone the blub so much that she didn't quite make it to the rose ceremony.
She's gone. Did the bachelor see or witness this? Or?
No. Oh. Let's just go out. We'll finish with her opinion of her hair again.
All right.
You know what? I'm proud of being a ringer. I will be a ringer
until the day I die. We are more striking than any other human this work that walks this earth. Don't have our blue eyes or our green eyes that literally can stop traffic. You sure as shit don't have our hair.
Oh, come on, Zoe.
Anyway, tomorrow I'll explore.
We'll
a bit
do a
more.
Big wrap up, and we're going to have a sweep or something, aren't we?
We'll discuss. I'll let you know who you've got. Tomorrow.
I hope it's her.
I don't think he'll be very happy.
Hey, well, next, Gone Wild.
A drive home that's pretty loose. Yeah. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Mick and Jane, Gone Wild.
Paul is a Goog, the Gone Wild folder today. This is where we lift the lid on the shenanigans going on in the animal kingdom. Can I start, Jane?
What do you
got? Yeah, go ahead. Please.
I want to talk about Justin Stuhler.
Okay, why?
Because this is brilliant. He's been bitten by an alligator and a shark.
Wow.
Not at the same time, but it's still pretty impressive.
Yeah.
So
okay.
He's been swimming and he's... A shark got him. This is a while ago. And now he's in a river and bang, an alligator's got him. That's a good story.
Well, he's got to stop going to the water, doesn't he?
Don't you reckon? There aren't many people. If he gets attacked by a bear, this guy is the greatest.
That's like the big five in Africa.
I mean, guys, sure.
It's like an EGOT.
He gets done by the big five. I've been bitten by the big five.
Well, that's true.
But do you reckon he's taking extraordinary risks? Is he...
I think so. I think he's thinking he's a bit of a Steve Irwin is what I'm picking up. He's been an experienced diver, certified since he was age 12. So he's putting himself out there, I would say.
They're good scars to have. This is where I got bitten
alligator
by an alligator.
Good.
This is where I got bitten by a shark.
Yeah.
What's yours? I fell over in a department store.
Gator seems pretty tough to me. Gator feels a bit gnarly. They've got a bad snout.
Can I tell you this,
ugly.
They're a poor man's crocodile.
They certainly are. The
alligator,
don't like them.
I'd take my chances with an alligator.
Me too.
Crocodile, you're dead.
Oh, no way.
Right.
No way.
The old salty's got you.
Death roll. You don't have the death roll on a gator, do you?
I think you can talk an alligator out of it. And the kind of mincy way they walk.
Oh, yeah. Man, in the golf course normally.
Like,
yes.
Like up on their feet.
Yeah.
The crocodile's belly's on the ground.
Yeah.
It's faster than a racehorse over the first 30 metres. Did you know that? The crocodile.
Really?
I love my facts.
Wow. That's scary.
It is. Anyway, well done. Let's watch out what he does. If he gets bitten by a bear, if he gets attacked by a bear, he's my new best friend.
Yeah. I love that. Now, I mentioned earlier.
Don't go camping with him.
There's a tip.
Don't go surfing with him. Right.
Well, I love dingoes because they are like a breed of dog. They're not a dog.
No, they're not. They're wild. It's a wild animal.
They're wild, wild animal.
They're pretty cool.
But after decades of Australian farmers have poisoned them because for reasons it's the lay of the land and they do...
They take their cattle.
They take their cattle and their sheep.
They attack their dogs too. Do you know what they do?
The occasional baby while you're at it. Yeah.
There's never proven. Oh. But I've taken this... I saw them once and they try and get the cattle dogs off the reservation too. So they'll come around.
Yeah, they're a little bit sneaky.
One of them will come up and start being chummy-chummy.
No
and trying to get him to race around the corner.
Don't trust him.
We're five of his mates.
That's right.
Waiting.
Yeah. Them.
It's fun to watch those. They are smart as. Anyway, go on.
Well, over the years, they've put bait out, which is horrendous to me as an animal lover, but that's what you've got to do if you're a farmer. But unfortunately, they're sort of resistance. Their resistance to the bait. Has in fact made them more muscly, more stronger, bigger than ever before.
Super
and have created a super dingo.
A super dingo?
That's invincible.
Oh, man.
Yes. And when they're in a pack, you know, this is a force to be reckoned with. Yeah.
I'll come around. Yes. We're like those Tasmanian devils in the cartoons.
That's right.
They are. I know. Man. And they prefer. They
be like a werewolf. Be like on a full moon. Yeah. Watch out for the super dingo.
I'll tell you what, I would love to see a dingo take down a kangaroo.
Do you know what they do?
Oscar.
The super dingo attacks you on its hind legs. It runs
this is what's happened. It's morphing into a roo.
It runs in and gets you in a headlock. It wrestles you to the ground.
That's what I love about Australia. I love it. We got such crazy animals. No wonder people are terrified.
I love that story. Now,
okay.
I had one I wanted to talk.
Was it about whales?
No, or
was
I wanted to talk about
bear.
The bear.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, this is terrible.
I've got it here. This
upsets
me. So Mexico... a black bear was seen on video approaching a visitor in a nature park, and it was a woman. Anyway, it went up and sniffed the woman's hair. No, I would have thought
well,
that's
who doesn't do that?
Pretty mild for a black bear. I would have thought it could have been a lot worse than that. In fact, isn't that what you gone, oh, I like what you're wearing. Anyway.
I've seen you do that in many bars.
Well, that's my signature move.
Pantene.
Quick sniff.
That's my opener. Excuse me, madam. Do you mind if I sniff your hair?
Are you wearing sun silk?
Two in one.
Oh, you smell delightful.
Decoré.
You sound decoré.
Well, guess what?
What?
After the bear, it sniffed his hair, they castrated it.
What do you mean?
They castrated the bear. Said, he's being too aggressive. Jesus.
No, he looks gentle in the picture.
Some of the bars I drink in.
He's a friendly bear.
Well, he's a dirty rotten hair sniffer.
Hang on.
But
we know a dirty rotten hair sniffer. Oh, we used to work with one.
Luke Darcy.
Careful.
Yeah. No, Luke Darcy sniffs hair.
But it's complimentary.
Was it Tina Arena's hair?
No.
Who was it?
No, it was the former Miss Australia.
Oh, Miss Australia.
Yeah, was it Jen Hawkins?
She got sniffed
Not
with an initial
was it
No, Jen?
Jen
Hawkins did get sniffed.
Yeah, oh, she got sniffed. Yeah, she did.
She's on the podium for the ones he sniffed. I think it was Tina Arena. He got Tina Arena.
Did she sniff Tina's hair too?
Yeah, and he had a third one there who's in the trifecta.
A sportswoman, maybe.
I think it was. And he went out of his way to do it too. It wasn't like
that
subtle.
That must have been awkward.
He's going to hate this.
She
so
didn't
much.
Breeze past. He kind of went over.
And her in headlock.
It's like, it's like a restraining order.
He's like a big black bear himself.
Yeah. Remember the time he wore sunglasses indoors?
Well, let's go, but that's
it.
If he's listening, I'm just trying to see if I get a text or not.
Hang on,
but you can't put a bear.
Why'd you castrate him? It doesn't matter. He's been grown up with
the
around
woods.
Humans.
Right. Then why can't it sniff your hair, Jane?
It was Rachel
bear.
Finch. Sorry, Rachel by the way.
Has he just contacted you?
My phone's just lit up.
Can I just say, Jane, you're walking through the park. All of a sudden, you feel a presence behind you.
My God.
A black bear sniffs your hair.
I couldn't think of anything better.
Thank you.
Right. I would love it. Why? What's wrong with that?
Do you mind if me or Dave ever want to? Can we sniff your hair?
No, back off.
Oh, okay, that was quick.
A bear, yes.
Okay,
we've
got to go.
Yeah.
Hey, when we come back, who's on?
It's Pete Murray.
Pete
right after this, Kennedy Malloy.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
We've got the song Whisperer, He's Not Too Far Away. And in the second hour, we're also going to hear from the great Harry Shearer. Of course, you know him as Monty Burns and Derek Smalls and one of the all-time greatest, Harry Shearer.
He's just a giant.
Yeah,
if you love great comedy.
And he's got a new song out too, which we're going to play.
Oh.
Well, maybe our next guest does impressions as well.
Oh, yeah.
I'm pretty sure he
does
might.
A pretty good Pete Murray.
Oh, yeah.
I've heard this. Is he on the line now?
Is
Pete Murray?
Hey, Pete.
Hey, guys. Well, I'm doing my best Pete Murray personally.
It's uncanny what you're doing.
You
right
really
now.
Sound like him. It's spooky. Yeah. How's Byron Bay going?
Yeah, it's good, guys. Yeah,
you can get stuffed. We're in Victoria and we're in lockdown. And
I've got friends down there. Yeah, I know. I'm talking to the guys. And you guys are suffering pretty badly at the moment. But unfortunately... It's great for me up here, bad for you guys down there.
You're sounding a bit smug at this point, Pete, but that's right.
Are you sitting by a pool? Are you in your Speedos? Are you drinking an exotic drink? What are you doing? Paint the picture, Pete.
I'm always in my Speedos up here.
Really?
Yourself, mate, I'm sure.
No.
Looking forward to the new clip.
No, mate. Look, I actually went down to the beach today with my little daughter, my little 2.5-year-old daughter, Sachi, who she's actually the star of the video, if you guys have seen it.
Yes, I have.
Oh, that's wonderful, mate.
Yeah, and also your wife is in the video as well.
Yeah, Mira's as well. Sachi, she's a bit of a little beach bunny, so she's down there all the time. So we just had a little play down there, and it's been really nice.
We're going to play your single in a minute, Found My Place, which is, tell us about the song and why you wrote it.
Yeah, well, the song is about passing on wisdom to someone younger. In my case, I used my life as the inspiration for it. So, doing music industry is pretty tough, like any other business, I guess. But, you always get a lot of no's in this business and a lot of people don't really, like you. And you got to kind of keep going, being persistent, I guess, and that's where
I get a lot of F off. that's what I hear the most.
People aren't as sensitive when they don't like me.
okay, so it's about rejection and keep going and fighting through, yeah?
It is, mate. Yeah. So just, you know, knowing that life's not easy for you, you got to keep working at it and just be true to yourself, basically.
Life's not easy for a lot of musos at the moment because of Corona. Yeah. And how's your feeling about that? And what's
how are you gigging?
Yeah.
Well, we're not at the moment. So, you know, it's pretty concerning because we don't know when we're going to be back into it. I think everyone's in the same boat in this industry because we don't know what's happening. Festivals, don't know whether festivals are happening next year.
Yeah.
We had some shows at the end of the year, which we had cancelled straight away. We put them on to next year. There's some in November. We're hoping that they're going to happen, but it doesn't look like
cross fingers for November. Look, everyone's being really inventive, which you have to do as a musician and writing and things, but I love your Byron Sunday session vibe.
Yeah, so good.
And I love the fact that I'm looking at you and Andrew Stockdale, Wolf Mother, basically, and it was two eps. And I'll tell you what, there's a force to behold.
Yeah.
Pete Murray and Andrew Stockdale together on acoustic guitars.
Well, it's been good fun, guys. I've actually just been on the phone to a couple other friends just trying to organise some other interviews for that.
Oh,
so
really?
I'm really enjoying that.
Go on. Sorry.
Everything's just been. Makes you think about other things to do, you know, so because we're not gigging. So it started off as a bit of something, or let's do something at least. And being in the industry, I know lots of people, so lots of other musos. I talked to sportsmen, women. I had a chat to Oki, you know, world champion surfer.
Mark. Oh, yeah.
He was fantastic. He used to get off the couch just to go surfing and win a title and then get back on the couch.
He's an amazing surfer, but he's a terrible singer. And I said, look, Oki, we're going to do this interview and you have to sing. And he said, yeah, I'm up for it. So it's just a good fun thing.
What about the ukulele? Do you have any time for the ukulele?
Oh, Mick,
have you ever experimented with the ukulele? Because
no,
I know someone who wants to audition for you
now. It sounds like you've got a bit of a passion for the ukulele, so maybe I might have to do an interview with you.
Mate, I'm a cowbell man myself, but Jane Kennedy has been practicing.
Don't put me on the spot.
Yes, come on. Just audition now live
on air.
Pete Murray, see if you can go anywhere with
this. No pressure.
Here we go.
Okay, hang on. But this is live. I've recently learnt a great Australian classic.
I may join in on cowbell, Pete.
Hang on.
Let's hear it.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Jane Kennedy.
Come on.
Okay. Do you get it, what it is? TNT. Woo. I'm dynamite. Yeah, there you go. That's enough.
You know, Jane used to be in a band called
Highly Strung.
Highly Strung.
Yes.
So,
but Pete, don't worry.
I'm very impressed by that. That's pretty impressive,
Jane. Mick. Thanks, Pete.
It's always a pleasure to catch up with you, Pete. Why don't we hear from the professionals?
Yeah, let's play the song.
The aforementioned song. I wish we had the clip to go with it. It sounds absolutely awesome. Thanks for swinging by today, Pete. We might catch up with you. Just check in with the Byron Bay vibe very soon.
Can we do that? Keep checking in with you?
Absolutely.
All right. A drive home that's a little unpredictable. This is Kennedy Malloy.
So we just seriously embarrassed ourselves there.
Ukulele.
I think he's impressed.
Do you think?
So? I
think he's in shock.
Cowbell really made it pop.
Yeah. No, you're right. It's added
something
to it.
That's how you want to describe it.
Song Whisperer coming up. Before we do, just... promoting shortly. We'll be speaking to the trainer who's trained a horse.
This is cool.
That was misspelt.
Yes.
Named by the uncle, ridden by the girlfriend, but became involved in one of the greatest racing stings this country's ever seen.
Yep.
Or is it a sting?
Half the country had money on it today as it went around, and they shouldn't have because it was all on false information.
I love it.
The horse has got up and won anyway. The country's heaved a sigh of relief.
Yep.
He's taken his first horse to the track and caused an absolute bloody sensation. Douglas Clayton.
We'll
get his name right and we'll chat to him. And he sounds like a really cool guy from what I know. So
and
we'll
Harry Shearer that. Coming
oh,
up.
Huge.
What could go
Stand
wrong?
Stand by, everybody.
In the big
and now.
Next hour. But time for this guy. With Jay, the song whisperer. Right, a big fella. Synopsis, please.
Seems like there are lots of things happening in this song, but not really. It's a collection of words that add up to not much. Everything is either okay. Everything is good looking. Everything is okay. Everything is good looking. Those things are ketchups, whispers, discarded body parts, childhood medications, texters, and party favors.
Okay. Wig wham bam, the sweet. Wig wham bam, I've been picking my man. Wham bams. Yeah? Don't have that.
It's a great guess.
Is it Needle and the Damage Done by Neil Young?
Oh, by Neil Young.
Great song.
No, it is not. But it's amazing.
Sorry, excuse me. That's one of the most meaningful songs ever written.
Well,
he said it's a bunch of
childhood medications, party favors. Do you want to play it on the ukulele?
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Someone set fire to that ukulele, please. Can someone? Can you do me a favour? Chuck that ukulele in your fire pit. Dave, have you got one?
What about like da do 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 da 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 da? Just singing mixed up words. Da,
da, da. Anything but Wingo Boingo?
You've had a go.
I had two goes. Okay.
Don't be greedy.
Well, both were wrong.
I may have just sworn. I don't think I did.
No.
I think it was off.
No, I don't think you did. Did you?
I don't think so.
What did you say? You didn't give me a mole or anything,
did
you?
Oh, no, it was the big one.
Oh.
Well, I think it was just far enough of the mic.
We didn't hear a thing.
Wouldn't go listening to that.
No, we'll.
Okay, 1-3-5-3. Let's get involved.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy. Yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Malloy.
And coming up in this hour, we're off to the races as we examine one of the biggest betting plunges in Australian racing history. This was a good result for the punters, but an inquiry must take place.
we'll speak to the winning trainer
on the show very shortly.
Very exciting. One of the biggest names in show business we're about to speak with as well, the great Harry Shearer, who we love from Spinal Tap. Was my first experience of seeing Harry.
Yep.
He also appeared in Frontline, an episode, because we love him so much. We asked him to be in an episode for us. We're going to catch up with him because he has got an ode, a few odes to Donald Trump, and we are going to feature his song on our station for the first time, premiering it.
I cannot wait.
In the world premiere.
It is going to be a massive hour. So hang about. Let's kick off with this bloke here.
With Jay, the song whisperer.
Synopsis again, Jay.
Seems like there are lots of things happening in this song, but not really. It's a collection of words that add up to not much. Everything is okay. Everything is good looking. And those things are ketchups, whispers, discarded body parts, childhood medications, texters, and party favors.
Mate, you're losing your mind.
What's happening?
No, like, it's
what's happened to you, Whisperer?
Yeah.
Oh, well, you know.
I think I know, and I'm not going to say anything, but it is.
You always think you know.
I do.
You're like Eddie McGuire on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. He always acts like he's got the answers, but he's got the answer.
It's right in front of me.
Written down on a piece of paper.
It would be a perfect ukulele
song. Can I give it away? No.
No, don't give it away.
Come on.
Let's start with Rod. Rod, what's your guess?
Billy Joel, Uptown Girl.
Get started.
Are you an idiot?
No, Rod, no. Dave, turn it off. Rod.
You are doing this
Rod,
on
not
purpose.
Funny, mate. Rod.
Rod, you know where you're going with that, aren't you?
What? It was just a stab in the dark.
Rod, you've made a very powerful enemy. Where are you calling from? I'm going to find you. Where are you? Where are you calling from?
Bacchus Marsh.
Oh, Bacchus Marsh. Nothing good comes out of Bacchus Marsh. Who's the most famous resident of Bacchus Marsh?
Doug Hawkins.
The plugger?
Dougie Hawkins.
Anyone not in sport?
Serial killers? Any serial killers?
No, not that I know of.
All right.
Uptown Girl, Billy Joel.
I'm sending you a case of Brick Lane.
Good on you, Mick.
I don't know why. I'm imploring people, you will not be rewarded if you ring up again and say, Billy Joel, Uptown Girl. I've just about had it. Rod, okay. You get away
Sorry,
with it this
Rod.
Time. That's it. All right? Everyone has been warned.
Thank you. Mm. Let's go to Harry. Harry is calling from Adelaide. Where in Adelaide exactly, Harry?
Petrie Gully.
Oof. What happens there?
Not much.
Yeah. I knew you were going to say
that. But it would have been something big in the history, like a mass murder or something. Yeah. Or
that has to be grisly.
Daniel Gorringe.
What's that?
Daniel Gorringe, a footballer from Petrie Gully.
Oh, great.
That's good.
There you go.
What does he guess? Yeah. Oh, yeah. The song Whisperer knows.
I didn't hear what he said. What did he say?
Daniel
Gorringe by the Bare Naked Ladies.
But hang on, mate. We're still working out who the footballer was. Who'd you say?
Daniel Gorringe.
Oh,
Daniel Gorringe.
The G-Man.
Oh. Mm. No, the one that was just in Big Brother.
He was just in Big Brother,
wasn't he? That came third.
DG.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah, and he played about 80 AFL games. Is that right?
Whatever.
Sorry.
Not impressed at all.
So that's what happens in Tea Tree Gully, isn't it? All right, mate. What's your guess?
1 week by the Bare Naked Ladies. It's been 1 week since you looked at me. Cocked your head to the side and said
I'm angry. 5 days since you laughed at me. Saying get back together, come back. This makes sense, Song Whisperer, from the clues. It's a collection of words that add up to not much.
Not much, but it's not correct.
Oh, bad luck, Harry. Thanks for the chat.
Bad luck, Harry.
To you.
Big hello to everyone in Tea Tree Gully.
Yes.
Must work harder if you want a celebrity reference.
Yeah.
Jenny, I've been to Redcliffe, Queensland. Fine part of the world. What's your guess?
I think that it's Smooth Criminal by Michael Jackson.
Ooh. What a great song. What an absolute crap. As is the cover by Alien Ant Farm.
It was.
And a good clip too. Is that the one in the boxing ring?
I think it is. Yeah, you're right.
Yes, out the front of the house.
Almost a one-hit wonder from that band, which was a cover song.
I would have thought the Song Whisperer would have mentioned something about someone called Annie, because we want to know if Annie, are you okay?
And it's also that Smooth Criminal actually does tell a story. Like, it actually is a coherent narrative.
It's too coherent for you, is it?
Yeah, it's not correct.
Sorry, Jenny. Jenny. Do you want a case of beer? You want some pale ale or some lager?
I would.
Well, all right. Well,
I love one, but I also have another request.
Oh, what's that?
There we go.
Okay, Mick, don't know whether you'd know this one or not, but way back when the show first opened in Sydney at Homebush, I got my partner a Mick Malloy show bag, and it had a black cup with your name on it. Well, he loved that cup.
Yeah.
And I broke it last week.
were you angry at me, Jenny?
No.
Mickey, do you have any spares?
What was the Mick Malloy show bag?
Channel 9 publicity. You know, in the days when people used to promote things, but they had faith in.
One of three different show bags releases at Channel 9. Well, I don't have another one.
But Jenny, have the beer. Enjoy the beer.
We've got a swag pack that we've got some Kennedy Malloy stuff.
That's true.
So we'll sort you out.
We'll make it okay, Jenny.
You'll be okay.
Thank you.
That's all right. You sound like a bum anyway.
Hang on.
Sounds like you do a lot better.
Thank you, Jenny. Something sounds weird. Does anything go on between you and Jenny?
No, not the...
8675309.
Hey. Hey, come on, guys.
Sorry.
And stop making fun of me because I'm single. My mum's really upset with you.
She's not.
Yes, she is.
No. Your mother would support me.
Why is Jane being mean to you, she said.
No, she did not, because you need to be single.
That's what she said.
Correct. Your mother supports me. Your mother will never be mad at me. I know you're lying.
Hey, Paul.
Yes.
Where are you from?
I'm from Warrington. How are you guys?
Yeah, very well.
Hey, I'll ask the questions.
Oh, Paul, sorry. He's antsy. He's very antsy today. I don't know.
Show, is it?
He's worried about not being able to eat frozen food again.
Yeah,
he's
a spreader. He's a super spreader.
Shut up, Dave. Paul, what's your song?
I'm guessing this is a call by the Foo Fighters.
I love this song.
What you a love song.
The Foo Fighters.
That's your issue.
I beg your pardon?
You love the Foo Fighters. Dave, what did you tell me about the Foo Fighters?
Breaking news for Kennedy Malloy fans. Jane's interview with Dave Grohl, which appears on YouTube, has just clicked over 1 million views. Number one for the network. Congratulations.
Now, finally, my children might be impressed by something I do.
Have we got a grab of that interview that we would like to play?
Oh, I'll have to have a look.
Oh, hang on.
You know the one we
What's
had to break
What's going on
beep?
With your face?
Oh. You know the one?
Oh, I don't trust you.
If you can find it.
I hate that clip. Don't play it.
This is the one.
No,
over a
that's
million,
not true.
It's over 1 million views.
Yeah, yeah,
Jane. This is Jane.
That is BS.
From Jane's interview.
Here we go.
I am a huge fan. I'm going to be a bit of a creepy so Dave and Taylor, I would like to you guys.
She's Louise.
Seriously, the only other person I was Alice Cooper.
Now, come on. That's fake news. That is fake news. Fake news.
Jane, I never... Oh, man.
Sorry, Paul. Hang on. Can we just find out if Paul's correct for a start?
All is correct. Yeah.
Well done, Paul.
Hey, well done, Paul. You've got yourself $100 to spend at the pub thanks to parandbar.gift, well, which is a gift card coming your way. Also, thank you. Your prize pack as well, courtesy of Kennedy Malloy.
Good stuff.
All right.
Thank well you done, much. Paul.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
And Jane, you own a couple of horses, none of them very good.
Well, no, some, I have had a win, but on. That's a couple of wins.
Some of them have disgraced themselves on
they
the
have,
stage.
They have, that's true.
Well,
that's
at
true.
Least they got there. I've got a couple of racehorses which I'm yet to get to the track.
Really? We're waiting still.
One of them's got a pot belly, the other one smokes.
Oh,
so,
dear.
When we get wind of a racing phenomenon. This has swept the nation. This happened overnight. We want to get involved. A young trainer named Clayton took his first horse to the races,
yep.
And it was race two at Sale today.
On the outside, here comes Barocca with his run. He's about to wind up and hit the front, and further back in the field, battling away is Wallfield, but it's Barocca taking the lead. This is going to be an absolute piece of cake. He's race clear. He's 2-3 in front of Enesita Quality Diamond, right to Rosser, and Jack's on a wide out on the track, but the favourite, Barocca. Well done, Clayton Douglas. You got yourself a handy one. It bolts in, and I mean the horse as well.
What the hell has been going on in this country for the last 24 hours? Clayton Douglas. How are you, mate?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Mate, congratulations on getting your first horse to the races and chalking up a win. What was the emotion immediately afterwards?
Yeah, it was a bit of a relief.
I'm involved in a chat group, and yesterday afternoon, this text comes to me. Sale tomorrow. Race two, number one, Barocca. Four-year-old, first start. Will, in capitals, win. Will win without getting out of second gear. 2:30 now, get on it. Oof. It's going to go in, cannot lose. Are you aware of this or did you send it? What happened?
I became aware of that text about 3 o'clock yesterday afternoon.
Yep.
And then from there it just it went ridiculous. I was getting messages left, right and centre off people I didn't even know were Facebook messaging me. And,
I think my mum mentioned it to me. Michael, if you're heading down the TAB, can you have a bet, please, on race two in Sale? I mean, when something like this gets legs, do you know who sent the original text, which has caused half the country to back your horse today?
No, I really don't know, but they're a good storyteller, that's for sure.
They're a good storyteller. And how much of it? It said it had beaten, it had jumped out against group twos and stuff. How much of that text were true and how much of it was just patent bullshit?
Quite a bit of it was true, to be honest. The fact that he had had a break, they wrote that he'd had 6 months off, and that was true. He had come to me after having 6 months off.
And what about the jockey? Is that true?
Well, the jockey's my girlfriend.
This has got fine cotton written all over it.
Or it's got a feature film written all over it.
Exactly. Yeah.
But they also mention in it that Mott says, which is my mate Jamie Mott, which he's never had anything to do with the horse. So, all that that story about, galloping with King of Hastings and Jamie Mott saying don't run him and that never happened. So, anyway, it was a good storyline.
It was a good story until today at 1 o'clock. This goes out from racing.com. Viral Barocca text, not true. at which point all my friends realise they're holding tickets and now thinking we've backed a dead set dud. So were you aware that that information went out at 1 o'clock today?
Yeah, well, racing.com rang me this morning about 10 o'clock and put it to me and said, how true is this? And I said, I said, some of it's true, but, the whole King of Hastings thing and it's a dead set superstar.
And Clayton, tell me about the name, Barocca.
Yeah, it's actually Barocca.
That's not how you spell it.
Yeah, I know. My uncle, he spelled it wrong. So.
Okay, I reckon your uncle might be putting out the text.
Me too.
Do you reckon he might have something to do with it?
Oh, you wouldn't know with him.
So, mate, it had a happy ending. So all my mates who are on it, and then get the text today going, oh, no, we're back to dud, never trouble. And then my phone starts pinging off. Bang, I told you, never in doubt. This has been one of the great racing stories in modern times that has a happy ending for the punters who otherwise wouldn't have backed it but got on it.
Yeah.
You're a hero. Right. You're a king.
Yes.
I'm a hero. obviously he has trialled up well leading in today. And
what did he start at in the end? What did he start at?
He got into $1.70.
$1.70.
So, my God.
Well, I'm going to tell you, one day there should be a statue, a Farlap style.
Yes.
Oh,
to
of the poorly spelt Barocca, with your girlfriend in the saddle. Did she ride a good race? Did she ride to instruction? Because I find most girlfriends don't really take instructions.
Oh, I beg your pardon.
I'll tell you what I find is I just don't give her instructions. So it's much easier that way.
We better say big shout out to Jamie Carr.
Good on you, Jamie. So good. Yeah, ridden it. No pressure there, Jamie. No pressure, Clayton. Well done, mate. Yeah, go and have a celebration. When are you going to run him again? When's Barocca go round?
Yeah, look, I'm not sure. I'll have to sit down and work that out after
today. Spring Carnival, surely.
Yeah. That's it. Set it for the big ones.
I'm sure he'll have some supporters now. So, I'll let you guys know anyway.
Good on you, Clayton. And from Mornington, is that where you're training? Down in Mornington?
Yeah, from Mornington.
Good on you, mate. Have a few drinks down there tonight. Congratulations.
Nah, thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Clayton Douglas joining us there. Up next, Harry Shearer, Kennedy Malloy.
A drive home with a show motto is what could possibly go wrong. This is Kennedy Malloy.
COVID 180.
Wow. That's an Australian premier, by the way. I'm going to go so fast to claim it.
We're very lucky to be able to say, and we have the man behind the song with us right now. Harry Shearer, welcome back to Kennedy Malloy.
Thanks, great to be with you.
Yeah, great to have you on board.
Great to have you back in the studio pumping out the classics. Mm. Tell us, what this is an opus, this is something for the ages. How long have you spent in the studio conjuring up this kind of magic?
Well, I do a radio show in the States every week and make fun of the news. And so over the last 3 years, I've been writing a bunch of songs about Donald Trump. When comedy sketch work wouldn't suffice, I'd write a song, usually in his voice. Yes. And any of this year, I noticed I'd amassed quite a few. I thought, well, that's a collection. And the radio versions are kind of demo level, but I called my producer friend and went into the studio in February, and we did proper recordings and performances of the songs. And so there's about a dozen or a baker's dozen worth of them. COVID 180 is perhaps one of the more specific ones because it covers a specific period of time. That is to say, early and middle of this year when Trump changed attitude towards the pandemic, depending on which side of the bed he slept on.
And that's if anybody's going to do with a great Donald Trump voice, it has to be you, Harry. My God.
Well, I've followed him for a long time since he was a loudmouth real estate developer prone to serial bankruptcies.
Hello to everyone in Atlantic City.
Pre-apprentice days, of course.
Indeed, and he used to call up the New York tabloids pretending to be his own publicist and dropping quotes like Marla Maples, his then girlfriend, says it's the best sex ever. And they printed that crap anyway.
Oh, I'd love to see you in a series of Celebrity Apprentice with Gary Busey. Nothing would give me more pleasure. Can I just say quickly, Harry, you want to be careful because he'll put a fatwa out on you. He's quite prone to having a look and seeing who's poking fun, who isn't. They're saying there's a genuine chance he's trying to shut down TikTok because he doesn't like Sarah Cooper. So he keeps an eye on everything. You could specifically be under the pump here.
Well, he can shut down NPR and it won't affect me at all. So I think he's just trying to whip up anti-Chinese sentiment in the TikTok.
No kidding. Yeah. You're doing clip to this too.
Rocking out in the Oval Office like you've never seen before.
It's a song of him singing the praises of one of the great panoramic failures of our time, Jared.
Well, he's blessed to have such a wonderful son-in-law, wasn't he?
We're lucky his family's so talented, given he's turned it into a fiefdom.
His portfolio has expanded to the very limits of his lack of competence.
There is some good news that's come on the horizon. I think, anyway, that the a new VP running partner has been announced in the last few days with Joe Biden. That's good news for the world, I think.
You know, my opinion about Joe Biden is, and if they asked me, it would be my suggested election strategy: don't do or say anything.
Just zip it.
Your job is to not be Trump.
That's right.
That's your winning philosophy. I'm not Trump. Anything more is less.
They should just walk him around Weekend at Bernie style, and that should be as animated as the whole thing gets. Now, the other thing I wanted to mention to you, and this is, again, we've seen so many artists who are now Neil Young and the like, the Rolling Stones, who are suing the president's saying, do not use our music as part of your re-election strategy. Would you be okay if the Trump campaign came to you and said, can we have COVID-19 or son-in-law as part of our platform?
I would waive royalty payments.
Because he's slightly going to be, do you think bizarrely he will be slightly flattered by this?
I think he's flattered by any attention paid to him.
Oh, it's terrible.
I think he has one life strategy, and it's, he found it when he was 5 years old. It's made you look.
I like it. We wanted to also just remark, because we've just been realising that it's the 30 years of The Simpsons, and series 30
is
about to be released. But every time I still watch the show, because of the way it feels youthful and everybody's still the same age, so that's one of the pluses, isn't it?
Yes, that's part of the magic, is that they never grow old. The show is actually, we're in the States on season 32.
What? Oh, why are we so behind in a backwater in Australia?
This is an outrage.
Well, I think it has something to do with gravity.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
It takes a while to pound that far on the Earth.
Or 5G. That's the thing where everyone else is blaming on it. Yeah.
Here's an interesting little side note, Harry, that you might enjoy. I think, and we were discussing this yesterday, that you were the last interview we had in this studio, before the whole thing was shut down and everyone then had to go and do their shows from home. Is that true, Jane? I think it is.
It is absolutely. The last photo, you and Judith, your beautiful wife, and Mick and I, it's the last time we were all in the studio together. Isn't that crazy?
That is totally crazy, and I'm honored to be the person that shut you guys down.
Thank you.
Well, if we're ever allowed to do the show again from the same room, we'd love you to come back. Harry, congratulations on the new album. It's just fantastic stuff. It's good to have you back in the studio pumping out some beautiful
music.
Thank
you, Mick.
It's married to some stunning, stunning raw material, and we will be following very closely how all this progresses. But good on you, Harry, and thanks for giving us more to mull over.
The video's on YouTube right now, so
it's a cocker.
The video's on YouTube. I think the single's on Spotify. Is that right? Yeah. And you want to go along, and we'll put it on our website as well. And we can't thank you enough for helping
us
out, Harry.
So good.
Great to talk with you guys.
Love to see you again. Bye.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Molloy.
Thanks to Crown Forklifts, the Encore range. You know it, guaranteed reliability, superior quality. Check them out at crown.com.
You know how much I love the Crown Encore range. Yeah. Do you know what I'd love to do?
What's that?
Get in it.
Yeah.
And just go cruising, looking for things to pick up.
Oh, that's an excellent. Well, we've finally cracked the code, haven't you?
Just go pallet cruising. Just down the streets, playing some road music, Born to Be Wild or something.
Some cruising music.
Some really good cruising music as I scoot down the street in the Crown Encore range.
Right. Yes.
Just randomly looking for pallets.
There he is.
Hi, girls. Check me out.
I could see you doing this.
Anyone need a ride? Anyone need a lift? I've got you all covered, girls.
He's got his high vis on and his helmet. Looking
high
good.
Vis on.
Get your motor running.
On. We'll get that thing rocking. I just love the Crown range.
You can have an electric one as well, or an LPG, LP gas. So it's up to you, or, choose.
If I saw one on the side of the road, I'd go and hotwire it.
Would you?
Yeah.
If only you knew how.
I'd be involved in the slowest speed forklift chase.
Yeah.
So the only way you can chase me is in another forklift. Another Crown forklift. How good would that be?
I would be good.
Well,
I just love them to death.
I'd drive another one.
Yeah. Do you know there's certain brands in a range that's what you think of it? Esky. Well, it's Esky.
You know what it is.
You know what it is.
Right. The name is what it is.
You may as well just call the forklift Crown.
Crown,
that's true.
Go get the Crown.
Just rename it.
I agree.
Because that's what it is.
We all
are the
best.
But
this range is so good. This is the one this is what excites me, being Tradie Jane. I do. This is exciting me because the benefits of going to the Encore range are so huge. Yeah. It's their reconditioned, pre-loved.
I love it.
But they really just bling them up.
You know why? Because people can't, you just can't be prepared to let them go.
Well, no, that's right.
They're too magical. Why would you? It's like there's no point. Yeah.
Once you're a crownie, always a crownie.
Give it a cuddle, get it back in there, and let's go. All right. I'm a crownie.
Well done, Crown.
Thank you. Quiet. There is nothing like a crown. Oh, There's your road music.
And yeah. Putting it down. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Well done, Crown.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
We are done for another day. Missed any today's show? Of course, podcast.
I'm off the front bar.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be a
yes,
big show.
Yes, we'll look forward
tonight.
To seeing you. Are you wearing your pyjamas?
Carlton Legend. Oh. I'm in my away pyjamas tonight.
Your away pyjamas.
And possibly a neck pillow. You know, the
really?
Ones that they wear.
You're taking it a bit too far. Now.
Well, I may have my drip with me as well, just to replenish.
When you bring out your smoking jacket. Come on, that's me.
A little something for
next
the ladies.
Week, maybe?
Maybe. We've got to build somehow. Maybe I'll do it from in a coma next week.
Talking about who knows?
Let's say 8:30 tonight, Channel 7.
8:30 tonight, Channel 7.
We cannot wait. Well, we'll look forward to seeing that, Mickey.
Who's on our show tomorrow?
Tomorrow we have one of our favourite men.
Who?
Well, we've got two of our favourite men:
who?
Nick
yeah.
Cody,
yeah,
great
yep.
comedian, funny. And Grant Denyer.
I wouldn't say Grant's one of our favourites.
Now you behave yourself.
He's one of my favourites. We've got Grant
can
on.
I, can I pick him up and burp him?
He said some very unflattering things.
He knows I love him. He knows
you do love him, and he's got
celebrity.
Well, it's a Family Feud coming up, but it's got the frontline workers are going to be the contestants.
Okay. I love that show.
I'd like to see you and your entire family on
I've
Family
been on
Feud.
Family Feud.
Not with your entire family.
Oh, God, there'd be tears. Yeah. Ray would get, my dad would just get a bit pent up and just go, Jesus, Jilly, just answer the question. Will you?
I would watch that.
Oh, I'd watch it too.
Don't you worry. All right.
Well, hey, we'll look forward to seeing you. A clown of the week as well tomorrow.
Clown of the week. Always chock a block. Can't wait. It'll be Friday, people.
You got
Yay.
It. Kennedy right. Malloy. Talk to you tomorrow. Drive you up.
Another Kennedy Malloy catch-up done and dusted for the Crown Forklifts Encore range. Guaranteed reliability, superior quality. Check them out at crown.com. No risk, no worries.